So the second half of Shishi of Vayishlach going into Shvi is the Toldos Esav, who Esav Avi Adom. And in particular, I wanted to focus on the pasuk Elam Lachem Asher Malchu Beretz Adom Lifnei Meloch Melech Lifnei Yisrael Vaymloch Veadom Bela Ben Baor Veshemi Rodin Hava Vayamot Bala Vaymloch Tachtav Yovav Ben Zerach Mi Batzra. Number three, Vayamos Yovav Vaymloch Tachtav Chusham Eretz Atemani Vayamos Chusham Vaymloch Tachtav Adad Ben Bedad. Hamakes Midian Bistemoa Veshemiro Avis, obviously his conquests are noted. Vayamos Hadar Vaymloch Tachtav Samlami Masrika. Vayamos Samlam Vaymloch Tachtav Shaul Merechavos Anahar. Vayamos Shaul Vaymloch Tachtav Balchanan Ben Achbor. Vayamos Balchanan Ben Achbor. Vaymloch Tachtav Hadar Veshemiro Pau Veshemishto Metavel Bas Matred Bas Mezav. And then we have the reiteration of the Alufei Esav. So the Ramban comments on, you know, why exactly we need to know the names of the Malachim, Asher Malchu Beretz Adom, Lifnei Meloch Melech, Lifnei Yisrael. So the Ramban comments that this indicates to us that Yitzchak's bracha, halo atzalta li bracha, came true of Al Charbecha Tichya, because you see that they were warrior kings, they were successful, Hamakes, Midyan, Bistei Moav, etc. So what's striking about, you know, the Ramban's comment, and what's striking about, to be candid, the extensive treatment of Zera Esav, and as Rashi notes, all of the Arayos and the Mamzeris that were going on, as you put it all together, and then you take the Ramban's comment, there's something absolutely striking about it, despite the fact that, you know, Esav's genealogy is not something that one would think that the Torah should be particularly intrigued by. And again, going through in such careful detail all of the Aluf Korach, Aluf Gatam, Aluf Amalek, Aluf Elifaz, Beretz Adom, Eileb Bnei Adah, all the different wives and all of the crossbreed. It's a bizarre thing for the Torah to spend so much time on. And then the Ramban's one incisive comment, Ve'elam Lachem Asher Malchu Beretz Adom, right, which demonstrates that Yitzchak's bracha, Ve'alchar Bechatichya, was a reality. And that despite all of the many reasons that one would have, one did have, for the brachos not to, you know, come true, not to be shora, you know, in this particular scenario, given the degree to which debauchery and the licentiousness that was so characteristic of Esav, and yet, right, Yitzchak's bracha, right, penetrated through all of that, right, so that then, of course, is a reflection on Yitzchak, and it's a reflection on his tzidkus. And if you think about it, there's actually something that I think supports this in the psukim themselves, more than just the remez. So when you go back to Shishi, so the pasuk that begins this extensive chapter, 43 psukim, just about Esav and Edom, which is a huge amount of territory in Sefer Bereishis, Ve'ela toldos Esav u'Edom, Esav lakachas nashab mibnos Kanaan, right, the first pasuk which tells you everything you need to know, that Esav betrayed the family. But the pasuk just before that, or the pasukim just before that, described the death of Yitzchak Avinu. Vayu yemei Yitzchak ma'ashana u'shmanim shana v'agva Yitzchak v'yamus v'yasev l'amav zakenus v'yamim v'yikberu oso Esav v'yakov banav. In other words, why is all of this here? Because in the end, Esav and Yaakov were both the sons of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was a great individual. And Yitzchak was a great individual who had hopes and aspirations for Esav. And he even gave him a bracha, V'alchar b'chatechya. And so the Torah, I think, L'chvodo shel Yitzchak, L'chvodo shel Yitzchak. Esav doesn't deserve anything. Look at, you know, Esav lakachas nashavim dos kanan. Go back to Parshas Toldos, Vatiena Moras Ruach Yitzchak LeRivka. It was a betrayal of everything that they stood for, but nonetheless, Yitzchak remained deeply invested in his son and his Bechor. Right? Vayecharad Yitzchak Charada Gedolad Ma'od. Vayomer Mi'efo Watzad Zayit. Right? That Yitzchak felt for his son, for Esav. And Bischuso Shal Yitzchak Vayva Yitzchak Vayamos Vayasef Elamav Zakenus Vayamim Vayikru Savi Savi Yaakov Banav. And that act, Esav, demonstrated one last measure of kibud av, which was his zechus the whole time. Eila toldos Esav hu Edom, and we're going to go give you all of his genealogy, despite the fact that mitzad atzmo, none of this should really be in the chumash, but mitzad his relationship with his father, this chus of his father, as the Ramban says, the bracha of his father, al char b'cha tichya, the Torah wants to testify to how true that was. Eile hamlachem asher malchu be'eretz Edom, lifnei meloch melech, livnei Yisrael.